On Monday, a JetBlue attendant, I'm going to call him flight attendant, just attendant.
Just to interrupt real quick, this was happening almost exactly at the time we were talking about wacky flight attendants.
Same exact time.
Yesterday.
At JetBlue, we were talking about how they hire ex-NYPD to be flight attendants.
This guy, not one.
No, this guy, not one.
Okay. A JetBlue flight attendant named Steven Slater snapped on the tarmac of Kennedy International. They say he snapped.
Yeah,
There's no other way to describe what he's right. going through.
After a dispute with a passenger who stood to fetch luggage too soon. So remember, when you land, they say remain seated until the light comes on. Have you ever jumped up too soon? I have.
Yeah, well, when you're running late, got a connecting flight, need to get ahead of the cab drive.
Or if you had to put your bag four rows back and you're afraid that if you don't jump up before everybody else,
you're a salmon swimming upstream.
You'll be trapped till everyone's out of the plane.
Yep.
And they do get angry, by the way. Passenger stood up to fetch his luggage. It was a full flight. A career flight attendant said, "I've had enough." He got on the intercom. This passenger was just the straw that broke his camel's back, by the way.
Yeah.
He got on the intercom. He let loose a string of invectives. Now, I wonder, were they PG-13 invectives?
They were F-bombs.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't like an episode of Hill Street Blues or NYPD Blue or some of those great shows where they talk in a Chicago accent or New York.
He went to confront this guy about getting his bag. The guy swore at him. And in the process, he also hit him in the head with his bag.
With the bag? Yeah.
The guy's getting his bag down, swearing at him. It hits him in the head, and he just goes nuts. That's like his breaking point.
So this guy, the flight attendant, wants to get out of the plane. So he pulls the lever that activates the emergency evacuation slide.
Hello.
On his way to the emergency evacuation slide, he grabs a beer.
Some report two beers. Some report one.
Nobody two beers, Pedro said.
I put this bitch.
And he... grabbing his beers, slides off the slide and says, "I'm done."
Now, I've also heard reports that he forgot his bag, so he crawled back in, got his bag, slid down again, and was nowhere to be found.
Now, much like the firing of this HP guy, there's one part of the story that makes no sense to me. He was arrested at his home a few miles from the airport.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, you can get that far away.
I'm with Bob. I'm terrified.
I gotta dump out 3 ounces of shampoo.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy,
because I might be dangerous.
Angry, drunken flight attendant able to streak across the runway. You know, break through what is supposed to be a security fence that keeps Al Qaeda out.
You burst a hole in a plane. So all Al Qaeda has to do to get in this country is steal two beers and go down the slide.
Doesn't that sound like fun, though?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love to go to the slide?
In a blaze of glory!
Not in an emergency situation, obviously.
So it makes no sense that he even got to his home.
Yeah, how do you
I think they were just standing there with their jaws dropped.
I think they were, yeah.
Like an angry peacock, he leaves the scene.
A law enforcement official says when you hit the emergency chute, it drops down quickly. Just takes a couple of seconds. Someone was on the ground when it came down. It could actually injure or kill somebody. The flight attendant, has visited 22% of the countries in the world, his MySpace page proclaims proudly. So there was a time he liked the job.
Yeah, he loved the job.
He's a proud guy. You should see the pictures of Facebook and on MySpace. And also, his mom was a flight attendant, and his dad was a pilot.
Yeah, wow. a lifetime in
aviation family. Now, he was also, did you say he was?
Yeah, some reports, and there's New York Times, Wall Street Journal, you pick your paper. This is in all of them. Say that when he was arrested, he was, they had to get him out of bed. He was with his partner in bed. And they didn't establish the sex of the partner, but I'm pretty sure.
They used the word partner.
Yeah. And you would know, if you'd just done that and you go home, you say, you won't believe what I just did. I mean, I think that would make... That would make your partner.
That'd make you horny?
That'd make your partner pretty excited.
I don't know about that.
No?
What do you think about sitting in the exit row? You know what I'm saying.
Do you have any audio of this?
No, I'm just checking.
I have a little audio.
Some video was just released, and it's a male partner, the one he was caught, because actually both of them were arrested. Him and his partner were arrested.
And the partner? What did the partner do?
Yeah, you can see them both walking handcuffed, enjoying probably.
He got up before the light was turned off.
Probably resisting arrest.
Trade table was down.
All right. And Maura, what do you have?
Well, I have the police commissioner, Ray Kelly, who was talking about this guy Slater's. Take a listen.
It's a strange way to quit. Let's put it that way. I don't think you'll be able to come back.
Yeah, I think so. Here's a couple of witnesses.
There was like 5,000 cops. It was crazy. I mean, it was, you know, like 20 cops, but it was really, it looked something out of the movies. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess you can't act that on planes anymore.
These are neighbors.
I would think it's hilarious. I think it would be a joke. Except we'd probably hold you up at the airport.
Is JFK, is the airport he did
yeah.
this at?
Yeah.
Isn't that supposed to be the most secure airport on the face of the earth?
Oh, it is. That's the part that the news media didn't get to.
On the two-way and said, stop that, man.
Yeah, that's the part the news media didn't get. That's the first thing I thought. It was like, okay, yeah. Some guy goes crazy, that's fine. But wait a minute, aren't we spending billions and billions of dollars for Homeland Security and for people to search my bag and make me take my laptop out and take off my freaking shoes? Yeah.
3 ounces of toothpaste is a national emergency.
They made my
3-year-old
put her little security blanket through the... We had a little meltdown. I'm like, what is a 3-year-old security blanket going to do? You know,
Bridget?
We had a little meltdown the last time we took
her. They took her blanket away?
And ran she was not happy about it.
Yeah, you got
it. We hear Al-Qaeda is recruiting 3-year-olds with blankets.
Tell them it puts magic dust on it or something.
I tried lots of things.
She lies to her kid all the time. It doesn't work.
Do you lie to your kid like that, John?
Well, back when she was that age.
So you taught her young.
Yeah, means to an end. It is amazing. I mean, because like I said, there was 20 cops on the scene immediately that this guy would get through. But he's a uniformed. He looks like he's supposed to be there.
Now, did you also read that he is also recovering? So he kind of has had issues in the past and
recovering alcoholic.
He's a recovering alcoholic.
On his Facebook page, I read
that's on his Facebook page.
That overcoming his alcoholism has.
I would never put that sort of thing on a Facebook
page. Miniatures, there's insidious little demons.
And he's another folk hero, like in the vein of Colton already.
Yeah, Molly's right. The fans now on my Facebook site just jumped up to probably at this point 50,000.
He has 50,000 fans. Yeah, he's different from Colton. He didn't steal a plane.
Right.
Stole a couple beers.
And his entire escapade lasted one day.
Yeah.
Actually, probably like about 5 minutes.
Who out there has quit in an amazing fashion? We'll talk to you during the break, and we'll put the best two on the air.
It's going to be a real blaze of glory kind of.
Who went out in a blaze of glory? Tell us your story at 1-800-252-1025. 1-800-252-1025. If it's a short thing and you want to text it, text to 24300. Quit in famous fashion. Did you pay a long-term penalty for that?
Did you move up? Because I think this guy is... He's going places.
Well, he's going to reality TV.
Well,
this is a perfect. This is perfect. We did it for the show. This is Balloon Boy on an inflatable slide.
A slider. He's got to get a few felony charges first.
Is he going to be arrested?
Oh yeah, he's arrested and charged with
endangerment and malicious
mischief. You can't mess around.
Yeah,
come on.
But he didn't do anything that would send him to prison.
No.
I don't think.
Unless he's a career criminal, third striker or something.
He took 2 beers from an airplane and didn't pay. You know how...
that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Well, pushing those emergency buttons is the big one.
Yeah.
Anybody out there quit this, you know what? 1-800-252-1025. Who's got the best story?
The
Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
So live and live, die.
Relive the golden era of pop in the first Seattle Pops concert of the year when Live and Let Die, a tribute to the music of Paul McCartney, comes to Seattle September 16th through the 19th at Benaroya Hall.
The long and winding.
Critically acclaimed vocalist Tony Kishman joins the Seattle Pops to create a one-of-a-kind concert experience featuring your favorite Beatles songs and the best of Paul McCartney's music.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
Don't miss your chance to hear hits including Penny Lane, Yesterday, Live and Let Die, and Let It Be, performed by Kishman and his band, backed by the Seattle Symphony. Tickets to see Live and Let Die, a tribute to Paul McCartney, are now on sale and start at only $17. For tickets, call 206-215-4747 or visit seattlesymphony.org.
Guys, if you're about to buy a diamond, take some advice from a guy who's purchased millions of them. When you're examining diamonds, pay special attention to how much they sparkle. The truth is, that's what your girlfriend will notice every time she looks at her ring. If you compare the sparkle of Shane Company diamonds to other jewelers' diamonds of the same carat weight, color, and clarity, you'll see that our diamonds have exceptional fire and brilliance. I won't sell poorly cut stones that don't sparkle and then try to fool you with the so-called bargain. To me, that'll be like putting lipstick on a pig. Give her a Shane Company diamond. It will sparkle more. After all, that's what everyone notices.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Linwood between Alderwood Mall and I-5. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
Look, cars aren't the only thing on the road. That's why Geico saves people money on motorcycles too. Of course, as any motorcyclist knows, there's all kinds of bikes. Sport bikes, cruisers, custom ride, no problem. Geico even insures scooters. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find a motorcycle we don't insure. Well, unless it ran on rocket fuel and could travel back in time. Yeah, and I'll just have to double-check.
Now Geico offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-442-9253 or visit geico.com.
The itsy bitsy spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and clogged the gutter system, creating a leak in the roof. Luckily, the spider recently had Geico help him with homeowner's insurance. Water completely destroyed his Swedish foam mattress. He got full replacement and now owns the Sleep Number bed. His sleep number is 25. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowner's insurance.
So you know football season's coming, and you're all fired up to see your favorite team. Only question is, would you rather be watching games like this? Or step it up to this?
Fires over the middle, touchdown!
No contest, right? Well, lucky for you, Fred Meyer's having a huge sale on Samsung TVs. LCDs, plasmas, LEDs, even 3D TVs. Like a Samsung 42-inch plasma for just $399.99. That's $200 off. And a whole lot of TV for the price. Or how about a Samsung 40-inch LED HD TV for $799.99? With 120 hertz, every detail so crisp, you can practically feel the hits yourself. And at $600 off, you can keep your wallet from taking a hit. Look, Freddy's carries the same brands as the other guys and gives you rewards points, too. So the only thing to be sorry about? Not getting your new set at Fred Meyer. While all Samsung TVs are on sale now. What's on your list today?
My dad and I were driving to my sister's wedding when our tire blew. We limped into a Les Schwab, frantic that we'd be late to the church. When Mike and his team saw us in our tuxedos, they stopped whatever they were doing and ran to help us.
Hey, looking sharp. How can I help?
And while I'm sure this might not happen every day, no one seemed to mind they were all pitching in, even the other customers.
There you go. You're on your way.
We made it on time for the wedding and had a great story to tell everyone at the reception. I'm Tom Moore from Eatonville, Washington, and that's my Les Schwab story.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Mush, no, gee, or is it, turn right.
Interesting harnesses you have on your little guys there.
Well, being an Alaska USA Federal Credit Union member has inspired me to get back to my Alaskan roots, so I'm getting my sled dog team into racing form.
You never told me you had Alaskan roots, and this is your dog team? Two dachshunds, a poodle, and a...
pug?
Okay, so I've never actually been to Alaska, but I love Alaska USA.
You don't have to be Alaskan to appreciate the warm, friendly service at Alaska USA. Not to mention their great rates.
And their cool polar bear.
With the glasses? Yeah, he's great. You know, I'm an Alaska USA member, too. I like their 7-day branch service and account access on my cell phone. I even got my mortgage and insurance through Alaska USA. But otherwise, the Nature Channel's my only Alaskan connection. Huh, Bruno?
So how many polar bears do you think actually wear glasses?
You'll like how they do things at Alaska USA, the cool credit union with the warm welcome. Open 7 days a week where you shop. Member accounts insured by NCUA.
At Tulalip Resort Casino, you could be one of 128 winners in the August Hot Seat Cash Promotion Monday through Wednesday from 1 to 8 p.m. Tulalip Resort Casino on I-5 at exit 200.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 102.5 KZOK, classic rock station.
Bon Jovi? Is that Bon Jovi?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Blaze of Glory. Who went out in a blaze of glory? If you missed it, we were talking about Inetta, the mood setter, who quit her radio job on the air live. And we were talking about the flight attendant you'll be hearing about all through the news, who grabbed two beers from the drink cart and pulled the evacuation slide at JFK to quit JetBlue. Anybody out there, go down in a blaze of glory. 1-800-252-1025. Chad in Marysville has this comment first. Chad, hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi. I just, who am I talking to?
It's Bob. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Bob. How's it going?
Good,
sorry,
sir.
I just wanted to add just a little bit to the story that this guy, I don't know if they already... I'm pretty sure they already released his name and stuff, but he actually had a child with my cousin, who, and I got to actually meet him probably about, I would say, a long time ago back in California for Christmas time.
So you know him?
Yeah, I know him. I say I met him. She actually brought him over during Christmas, and we got to meet him one time. And just from
so, does he seem like the kind of guy that would go off like that, or do you think he just had enough?
No, actually, he just seemed like he was. I mean, he was really, really nice and
sweet man. No one would have ever thought.
Yeah, nobody would have ever thought. He kind of had a little bit of the gay tendencies and stuff that I thought...
He had the gay tendencies.
I mean...
Such as what? Sleeping with men?
Yeah, he's definitely... He's...
Deal breaker.
I know.
It's a deal breaker for me, yeah. If you've got some gay tendencies...
Well, sure. Yeah. Adjust the centerpiece on the table, fine. Offer to cut the meat, cool. Gay tendencies, love. Mm-mm.
But he had a child with your cousin, so at this time, were they a couple?
Yeah, at this time they were, and nobody even... I mean, you wouldn't have thought for a second that he wasn't gay. Cause
all right. Hey, I'm going to put you on hold, Chad. Pedro wants to talk to you. Maybe we can find him and get his side of the story.
Okay.
Hang on. Who quit in a blaze of glory? Pete in Marysville, you're first. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, basically I was working for a South End dealership back in the 80s, and it was a fairly big motorcycle dealership. After 2 years of abuse from the two different owners verbally to myself and my entire staff, after one day I finally got fed up, showed up for work, and Ken comes in and basically says, well, you know, what have we got going for the day? And he says, do you have any good news? And I said, yeah, I've got good news and I got bad news for you. And he goes, well, give me the good news. And I said, I can save you over $50,000 a year because that was basically my salary. And I didn't tell him that. And he says, well, what's the bad news? I dropped the F-bomb on him and told him, screw you, I quit, and walked out the door with the entire service staff cheering.
You got people to cheer that? Did you tell them ahead of time what you were going to do?
Who was that? The owner?
No, the service staff that happened to be there cheering.
5 minutes before I quit.
You told them,
so you
stand by
you had rallied a crowd.
Yeah.
Rallied the crowd.
Anybody follow you out?
Three other technicians in the next 3 days.
Wow, mutiny.
Yep, full mutiny. Left them high and dry, beached on the shore.
Is your only regret that YouTube hadn't been invented yet for that?
No, I actually got around to the local dealerships in the area. I was fairly well known. I had a nickname of SSI, Surly, Sarcastic, and Ill-Humored.
Ooh.
Wow. Was it hard to get another gig?
Nope. I'm currently employed at the moment.
And how is it working at the moment? Are they good people to work for?
We're the number one dealership in the United States. Just made dealership news.
Dang. So, all right. So you did well in that profession.
Yes. I've been working as a tech since 1971.
Thank you, Pete. Who else went out in a blaze of glory? 1-800-252-1025. Jane quit a bank in a blaze of glory. Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes. Do you want to hear my story?
I do.
Well, years ago in the 80s, I worked for a national banking chain and did all sorts of stuff. We had internal competitions amongst the employees for collections and selling loans and closing loans and stuff like that. And once I hit the office, it seemed like I won every competition. So the last couple competitions that I won, they actually didn't give me the day off with pay that was the prize.
Why? Because they wanted to be fair and give other people a chance to win?
Well,
you were so good at your job that you were starting to tick people off?
Well, that too, but...
Yeah, I'm getting it.
He called me into his...
I was so fantastic, other people couldn't help but dislike me.
Bitter, resentful.
Well, exactly, and not only that, according to him, I was...
Don't agree with me so quickly, because I'm cornering you, but go ahead.
Hold on. According to him...
Hey, go ahead and corner me.
All right.
According to him, I was laughing and having too much fun doing it.
Yes, I see that.
Enjoying my job too much. So I said, well, am I doing my job? He says, yes. And I'm doing it well? He says, yes. And that's why you're not giving me my prizes? And he said, well, yeah, it's kind of annoying. I said, oh, okay, I quit. So I gave him my 2 weeks' notice, and the last day that I was there, he used to do outside appraisals for real estate loans. I took his camera when he was at lunch and took pictures of my face and my clothes butt and left them for him as a little going-away present.
I got the face part. What was the other part?
My clothes behind.
Not bare-assed.
No,
oh, I thought you said closed behind. Like she clenched it real tight.
It's over.
I love being hard of hearing now. Fantastic.
No more of this for you.
Well, the best part is I was able to collect unemployment. So, woohoo.
Woo-hoo. All right, Jane. It's a good story. I'm not so much on your side. I'm not mad at you or anything, but I'm not so much on your side as I was the last person because you were kind of the ass in this situation. I shouldn't put it this way.
I should be awarded for excellence.
Well, but I've found that it's good to let the slow people win once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
They're less uppity.
What?
Yeah, they're less uppity, and they need to feel good, too. You could have been more generous.
Thanks, SpongeBob.
All right, thank you for the call. Phil in Everett, hello. Phil says he's going to quit his job in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I just pulled up to the house right now.
What's your job?
I am a carpenter. I do water damage. If a water heater blows up, I go into the house and take the water heater out and pull the drywall.
Can you take us along?
I don't know, but he might get a little angry about that.
Yeah, he hasn't given permission to be embarrassed on the radio.
Yeah. But, well, he might be listening right now inside, actually.
Okay, well, without getting him named by name, why are you quitting, and how are you going to quit in a blaze of glory, and we'll stop you if we think it's a bad thing?
Oh, well, basically not enough hours and not enough pay. And I got another company that's doing medical, dental, more money, and, just better.
Okay, so this isn't a job you're going to do. This house doesn't have water damage. This is your boss that you work for, and you guys go out and fix water damage.
Yeah.
But it's not like because he's a bad guy. It's just you've got a better deal.
Yeah, I just got a better deal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, good for you.
Well, that's not a blaze of glory.
Well, I realize that, but I understand people are talking about quitting their jobs, and I was like, hey.
You figured, hey, this is happening
right
to me right now.
A live quitting, it wouldn't be bad.
How are you? All right.
It's
well,
a wet cracker of disappointment.
Maybe we could coach him. How are you going to quit?
I'm just going to go up there and tell him like, I got a new job, and I'm ready to go.
And are you going to give him any notice?
I'll do it right now. Hey, Dave.
Oh,
I got a new job. Oh. Hello?
Was he listening to the radio?
Were you listening to the radio? I'm talking to Bob Rivers right now.
Oh, you listening to me?
Very good. Yeah.
At least you
crappy places
word.
To work love our show.
Yeah. It's like when you're watching Cops and you see him pull up out front of your house.
That's right.
Yeah. Wait, can we talk to the boss right now? Maybe we can get you a raise.
If he will come on, we'll negotiate for you.
Oh, Dave, you want to talk to him? No, he doesn't want to talk to him.
Oh, Dave, we'll find you a better employee.
Dave.
Dave, you're a good guy.
Tell him we want to help him now in his time of loss.
They want to help me in my time of loss.
No.
We want to help.
All right, guys, I got to go.
All right, he's not going to talk to us?
You don't want to talk to him?
Tell him we'll help him find another employee.
They'll help you find a new employee. I don't need a new employee. I need you. They don't need a new employee.
He's upset that you're leaving, isn't he?
I don't know.
Tell him that we'll talk you into staying if he comes on with us.
It'll talk me into staying if he comes on.
Oh, yeah, right.
Wow, he's definitely...
Hello.
Cynical. Hello, Dave. Is this Dave?
Hey.
Hey, it's Bob, Spike, and Joe. How are you?
Good, man.
Did you have any idea that Phil was going to quit?
Kind of, yeah. He told me last week he was interviewing with another company.
Right. Now, he says that he wants benefits and more hours, but that you can't provide it. Is that about right?
That's exactly right.
All right. And he's a good guy otherwise, a good employee.
He is a fantastic employee.
So you're sorry to see him go?
I am absolutely sorry to see him go, but I'm happy he's got a full-time gig.
You're a great boss.
I am a great boss.
You're a good guy.
¿Habla español?
No.
Ah, damn. I had a whole crew ready to go with you this morning.
Yeah. Now, he's not looking for a replacement. In fact, are you going to get by without him?
I will get by without him.
All right.
I have for 39 years.
Because we could put out the job there and get some other qualified people.
Now I've got people standing in the door trying to take his place.
There you go. All right. So you just actually like him?
I do. He's a hard worker and he's very motivated.
All right. Well, all the best to you and Phil.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dave. That was nice. Yeah. It's a happy ending.
Think they don't watch it showing up your ass.
Christian in Seattle. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Bob?
Good. Did you quit in a blaze of glory?
Oh, big time, man. I was working for a chemical recycling company, and I kept complaining about the trucks and the safety issues. I was driving around a truck with no seatbelt, hauling hazardous chemicals. So finally, I told them that, you know, things just weren't going out too well, and I think they caught wind of that. So they wanted me to train my replacement, which that really upset me. And there was no seat in the truck. So what they did is they took a milk crate and told the poor kid to sit there, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. So as soon as I got to the weigh station there in Federal Way, I hopped out of the truck, went right in, told them what was going on, left the truck, had my girlfriend come pick me up. They got fined about $55,000.
So you drove to the official weigh station with the illegal vehicle, reported it, and got a ride and left.
Pretty much.
That's a good place.
That's number one.
Outstanding.
You did a good thing, my man. Thank you very much.
KZOK Twisted Tunes.
7:42 at the second window. Guy through, please.
I work on a deep fryer. But what do I get for my pain? A couple dollars is just pocket change.
tickle for you, pal. How about a little special sauce, huh? Enjoy the lung butter. There you go, sir. Enjoy your burger.
Rebecca Corey, you've seen her on Last Comic Standing, in the feature film Big Fat Liar with Paul Giamatti, and as host of the interior design show Mix It Up. Rebecca was raised in Kent. Rebecca Corey, welcome back to Seattle and to the Bob Rivers Show.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here. I'm living the dream, you guys, still. Can you believe it?
I can believe it. I had nothing but faith in you. The minute we met you, I knew.
Stop. Really?
I knew.
Oh, my God.
I knew.
Stop. Well,
you're perfect. Come on, you're perfect.
I am. You're very good. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
No, since the Big Fat Liar Mix It Up thing, I have done a half-hour special on the Comedy Central Network.
Half hour, baby.
Half hour.
That's how it starts.
That's how you get the party started.
Then it's an hour, then it's 90 minutes.
That's what I'm doing That's what I'm doing on Saturday, taping my hour special.
Then there are rumors that you're going to be the next Idol judge. Then there are big things.
Well, and that I'm marrying Usher.
Yes.
No, I don't.
That's true. Who are you
Usher,
married
not
to?
The Usher and Usher.
I am not married.
How could a cute little thing like you not be fully locked up yet?
I don't know. I feel that men must not find me desirable in some way when they see me naked. Is that too much?
I mean, I can't see you.
Yeah.
We'd have to do some research, but...
Right.
Worst husband ever. Call right now. Bob's in the room.
Yeah. No, but you're funny, and like guy comedians always seem to have lots of friends of the opposite sex.
Yeah,
Here's my question.
Sure.
Are female comedians intimidating to a guy?
I'm not necessarily... Maybe. We are tigers in the sack. Well, yeah, because we're not like, you know, the front runners, the hot models. So we have to work a lot harder. We have to be more flexible. We have to be willing to spin. We have to be willing to take a punch. Those kind of things.
Those kind of things.
See, now, if more people knew
God,
that.
Man, the phones are full.
I know. I'm trying. Have them call in right away.
All right.
You think it's your stature that makes you less desirable? Because people love short women. I'm married to a 5-footer. I mean, I love.
I'm married to a 5-footer. Isn't that so cool? And romantic.
Well, it's very, very, that sounds like a greeting card. I feel like, you know, there are things a woman my stature, we can do things standing up that other women can't. You could Google it just to figure that out. Yeah. I won't talk about it because it's morning. It's before noon.
It's morning.
But no, I mean, I think that works in my favor sometimes.
Yeah, I think so too.
Is part of it that you don't want to have kids? Is that why you're not married?
Yeah. Because carrying a child inside of me, I don't really care for that idea. And because ultimately the child has to come out, and then it's just another person. And we don't need that because there's a lot of traffic. And,
too much traffic.
There's a lot of
traffic. You think about the high occupancy vehicle lanes when you think about childbirth.
That's correct. We don't need more kids and people and talk, you know, the thing. And
you're doing something to help the planet relax a little.
I am, but all in all, you know, sitting behind a kid on an airplane, kicking the back of my seat for 3 hours, I have to be honest with you, for 3 months after that flight, I did not recycle. I drove the long way home and I took 4-hour-long showers because I thought, you know what? Enjoy some global warming. You know what
little
I mean?
Little bastards.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. I'm half. This planet could. I'm halfway done. So, you know, you're gonna.
It's gonna last for me.
That's right. I've seen it. Been there, done it. So, got to raise some kids with some courtesy.
Pedro was pushing for a kid-free zone on flights. He got a bad one. We came back from New Orleans, and he says you should be able to. You know, you can pay a little extra for everything else. Why not pay a little extra for a spot in the plane?
I agree, because they bring with them bad energy, germs, yelling. They have, you know, they're boundaryless. Let's just say they're boundaryless. There's weird smells. We don't really need, you know.
These are children. These are innocents, though.
Oh, no, they're not. They're from, I don't know what I'm allowed to say.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but they're...
They can't be so innocent if they came from there? Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, when a, you know, from...
They've seen genitalia.
I saw you censoring your nightclub act. That was very sweet.
Yeah. I was censoring
it. Thank you for keeping our job for one more day.
I just wanted to smooth that. I wanted to talk about some things. Insertions.
How clean could they be?
Things like that. Yeah, they can't be that clean.
All right. So you are fascinated with death, I hear. I'm not surprised at all.
Well, I'm not afraid of it. I mean, people get a little nervous when you know, I call it pear-shaped. The people get a little pear-shaped. You guys can take that if you want. When you hear about something like death, you talk about it. But I think there's upsides to it. I really do.
The upside of death.
Yeah, like when I die, that's going to be the first time I'm acting like a lady on my back.
Sweet.
Right? You never thought about that.
No, I'm going back to your other description of the various ways that you spin. Yeah. And, yeah, you're wild. You're a tiger. Tigress.
Yeah. It's just that I don't want to die in an ordinary way, like, you know, old age or a shark attack. I want to die in a really good way, you know, like I want to have both my shoes on and all my teeth, and because you don't want to jump, you don't want to be laying there with one shoe at the very, that's just horrible for everyone.
You want people to say, she looks good?
Yeah, I don't want hot paramedics walking around in their very tight blue pants saying, where's that other shoe of hers? I don't know. So, yeah, I'm not afraid of death. I'm kind of get to meet Jesus and stuff like that because I'm going to heaven. Oh, you are too?
I am. I'll see you there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
We're going. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
And why are we going? Why are we going?
Well, because I accepted him as my personal savior.
Me too.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. I was very young at the time.
Me too.
But I, you know, I'm holding on to it.
Jesus has already accepted 5,000 people as you know, their personal savior, so I'm too late to get in.
I know him. Do you want me to put in a word?
Would you have to drop somebody else, though, from his list of 5,000?
It's not limited.
No, I don't think it is limited. No.
I'm on Jesus' Facebook page. Is there another way to meet him?
Yeah, I have his direct line. Okay. Do you want me to give him a ring after this?
Maybe.
Do you have Jesus as a Facebook friend?
Yeah,
there's a couple of them. I don't know which one is
the
real.
I know Jesus, the gardener, if you want.
Maybe that's what I'm doing wrong.
Is being a born-again Christian, is it a conflict of interest to live in Hollywood as a comedian? I mean, it's pretty godless down there.
Well, I don't.
It feels godless
really
when I
funny.
Go.
No. I don't think it's a conflict. I mean, because, you know, Jesus hung with tax collectors, hookers. Am I wrong?
That's right.
You're right.
Well, that's who my friends are. So,
yeah, I think she was on her way down the garden godless path. We just interrupted her in the middle. Rebecca, it is very sweet to see you. Now, you travel all over the world. What's your favorite place?
I think my favorite place is New York.
It is a big city where you can do really well.
That's right. I love New York City. I love the smell of urine. Oh, I also like the smell of hot dog water.
Why did you have to use those both in the same?
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm from Kent, so I wanted to say hot dog water.
I picture you going, hot dog water. Fantastic.
Did I put a little behind my ears?
Yeah. Rebecca Corey, let's give your plug. This is going to be fantastic. It's Saturday, 8 and 10 p.m., the Renton IKEA Performing Arts Center.
Yeah.
So you love dogs, and they're going to be adopting dogs at this thing, right?
Yes, there are. I'm huge into rescue. I think that everyone should rescue and spay and neuter. I'm very Bob Barker-ish in that. And, I have a rescue myself, a pit bull from South Central Los Angeles. And someone had dumped someone dumped acid on her back and cut her ears off with a razor blade. Yeah. Brutal. And but she is completely kind and loving and amazing. She travels all over the country with me. She's going to be there. Her name is Angel.
Cool. And is she better? Did you take her to Brazil and get the whole ear thing fixed?
No, but she's furious.
I picture you with
dog surgery.
I picture you with one of those purse dogs that Paris Hilton would have.
What?
Because it would go. What would go with your size?
Pitbull's bigger than you.
Yeah, I like the dogs you could spoon and get in there.
Okay,
get in there.
On that note, very nice meeting. Meeting you.
It's over. And goodbye. And the end.
102.5 KZOK. Seattle's one and only classic rock station.
Jump in my car.
Jeffrey Roast. Jeffrey Ross, the undisputed... That's actually kind of cool. The undisputed king of comedy and comedy roasts recently got to take aim at what had to be one of his easiest ball-busting targets of all time. Jeffrey, along with a host of other great comics, got to sink their comedic teeth into the Hoff, David Hasselhoff. Jeffrey Ross was also just here for Seafair. Did you come to the lake?
I watched it from the ferry, the Bainbridge Island ferry. It was
It was pretty crazy watching the Blue Angels. It was pretty spectacular. I don't use the word awesome much, but...
Neat. And that was a low show because it was kind of cloudy, so they were really burning down your neck hairs.
Yeah, that was cool. Seattle throws a little, like, air party. It was pretty wild. It distracts everybody at how crappy the weather is.
That's good. So what brought you up here? Just family, friends, or do
Bainbridge
you
want... Bainbridge Island. I'm going to give a shout-out right now to all my friends and family on Bainbridge.
Cool.
It was really fun. I love it there. I had a little family reunion up on Bainbridge, and a little relaxation post-roast. I was still drunk by the time I got to the...
Now, the roast...
I woke up and went right up there.
The roast has been taped. Now, I saw some promos. I got to ask... I was a little worried for the Haas, because for the Hoff, or whatever you call him, because he's so easy of a target. I mean, I'm picturing the 100 cheeseburger jokes, and I actually worried that he might be offended. Do you think he ever got too offended?
I think he went in it with very, very thick skin. He showed everybody he's a great sport. And honestly, at the end... He went up and sang. I don't want to ruin it, but, like, you know, everybody made fun of what a lousy singer he was, and then he went up, and he just hit every note, and he killed. So it's a good way for him to sort of show that he can still be the man.
Neat.
And it was great.
Is he like a younger version of the Shat, in a way?
I like that. No, I don't know. I mean, the Hop is kind of a one-of-a-kind. You know what I'm saying? This guy, he's huge in Germany. He's ignored in Hollywood, and he's drunk all the time, right now.
Right. What now? I'm curious about at those roasts. Is there any alcohol? I know the comics want to be sharp. Is there alcohol?
There's two girls, you'll see it, dressed like Baywatch lifeguards on stage pumping us all with alcohol.
Oh, no.
So, yes, we want to be sharp, but more importantly, we want to be loose. So it's a fine line, and I got pretty wasted by the end of the show. I'm reasonably sober during my own performance, but truth be told, by the after party, the Hoff was slightly slowing.
So, without giving too much away, how hard is it to come up with a joke that isn't an obvious one about a drunk who goes to bed with cheeseburgers?
I asked him how his chain of all-you-can-eat-off-the-floor restaurants was coming up.
I love you.
That's great.
What's the slogan? What's the slogan, Hop? Is it Have It Floorway?
Have It Floorway. Awesome. Jeffrey Ross, Sunday.
He was a good sport. He was a really good sport. And it was exceptionally vicious, in my opinion. You know, you mentioned that he's an easy target.
So you have to be.
You have to be with this guy, you know. His liver is so fat and black, it's starring in Tyler Perry's next movie. And laugh at that, guys.
Hey, recently you put on your Twitter, Jeffrey, you want to be the next American Idol judge. Is that just a joke, or are you serious about that?
Who would be better than somebody who dishes out tough love?
You're the guy.
You know, I mean, I love music more than anything.
You would be like, someone said you would be...
frustrated rock stars.
Yeah, someone said you would be like Ellen and Simon combined. You're a lesbian trapped in a man's body who's also an ass.
You know what? Roasting the Roastmaster, I'm totally fine with that.
That's awesome. So is there any chance? Because you would be, you're too smart of a choice, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that would show, you know, the American Idol that... show the public that American Idol has a sense of humor about itself. But, you know, now that there's no comic on the... I think they need a comedian.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan of the show. So, I don't know. Maybe the campaign can start right here. You know,
Could you designate 0.01% of your brain to that hour a week effort? I mean, would it detract you from roasting? Good.
That's exactly a part-time job he needs. Hugh Hefner, you were at a party of his a few days ago. Everywhere we go in business now, there's cutbacks. How do you cut back? Has he cut back when your women start off naked at the party? How do you have cutbacks?
I walk in the place, and, you know, I'm thinking the same thing, you know, like maybe it'll be sort of a, you know, not such a crazy part. And within 5 minutes, I'm eating cold stone crab or whatever it's called in my pajamas, talking to, it's just the most fun parties. Hef, I don't know how old he is anymore, but, you know, his roast, by the way, was epic. it was probably one of the, I said, you know why Hef has 8 girlfriends? 1 to put it in and the other 6 to move them around.
Like, kind of like pallbearers, yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Comedian Jeffrey
Ball
Ross.
Pallbearers.
I'm with you. Comedy.
I don't want to get you guys bleeped. I don't want to get you in trouble. I'm really, you know, I'm in full roast mode right now.
That's all right.
The Hop, and, you know, these things just come out, you know. I know you're very liberal up there, so
sure.
Say almost anything. But
Jeffrey Ross. Hey, Jeffrey, I know you got to go. I'd love to talk to you longer sometime if you have a chance. If you're coming to Bremerton or whatever, just give us a call.
Stop in next time you're up there.
I have so many Seattle friends that I could just roast on your radio show one day.
Oh, let's do it.
I'll see you guys soon.
Bob Rivers Show. Bob, Spike, and Joe on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.